Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is already the second day of July, 2007. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we will continue to watch all the new terror developments. Just as we covered the London bombings of 2 years ago in 2005, on July 7th, the 7/7 bombings, the question is, will there be more bombings on 7/7/7? Feds gear up for summer of all fear-mongering. The great summer of fear-mongering, it's always a secret report, but then the feds leak it. Secret document, U.S. fears, terror spectacular. They use words like that to get to your mind. I've got a lot of analysis to go over today on this. We'll obviously open the phones up and take your calls. I have never seen such fear-mongering as we are now seeing on this subject, watching Fox News. Here's a quote. A fiery inferno, a fiery holocaust, deep black billowing smoke, thousands could have died. Untold carnage, spectacular, summer of terror, brace in fear. Wall to wall, complete and total, absolute fear mongering. And if you look at the real definitions of terrorism, it is using an action, a violent action, or the threat of a violent action to get your political aims, to scare a population into submission, governing by fear or terror. A lot of different quotes, but they basically all come down to the same thing. And can there be any doubt that this is fear-mongering? Can there be any doubt that this is terrorism? You take the international OECD numbers from the Western world, you are 400 times more likely to die in an automobile accident than you are from terrorism. But it doesn't matter. They're hyping it. And back, of course, in the 1970s, when we had over 130 real terror attacks in the U.S., it got almost no play in the newspapers. I mean, these were attacks on police stations. These were attacks killing cops. The majority of the attacks were on police. And it was all kept very, very quiet because they were real. And when it's real, you don't hype it, because that's what terrorists want. Yeah, I'm going to go over some history of this today. We should write an article about this and explain this to people. This is 101 basic terrorism history. But first, we'll go over all the latest developments concerning this and how they're saying brace for Baghdad, USA. Just, there's going to be bombings on a weekly basis, and it's the new life. But there's no calls to deport the Muslims, no calls to slow down their immigration here. No, now, again, I'm not even attacking Muslims. My point here is that this was a real threat, a true organic threat, and the state cared. They wanted to keep us safe because they love us so much. They would be completely halting Muslim immigration, Middle Eastern, Central Asian immigration, Muslim Asian immigration, Southeast Asian Muslim immigration. No, they're accelerating it at every level and reapplying political correctness to everyone. So we'll go over the skinning today on this and then get into the real news. Are they getting ready for bigger stage terror attacks in the United States and England? And I think the answer is, unfortunately, yes. Unless we get the word out on who's behind this. This is the big move. We'll put all the pieces of the puzzle together on the other side and talk about Joe Lieberman. Lieberman calls. Well, we'll tell you what he says will keep you safe. On the other side of this break, stay with us.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The emergency alert system that controls every radio and TV station in the country. It's a device wired in by FEMA by law, put in 1996. Accidentally took over yesterday and reported that we were being attacked and freaked everybody out. Make no mistake, that was not a mistake. And so we'll be going over that today. Really, this London bombing situation is the opening salvo in the next phase of the New World Order's War on Liberty, which they smokescreen under the War on Terror. Now, I've talked a lot about this in the past, but let me just briefly recap and then get into the latest developments here. There are 4 different types of terror and several sub-designations under each type. This is my own charting system. The mainstream media would tell you there's one type, evil terrorists that have long fangs and sneak around in the shadows under your bed or in your closet or around the campfire at night. But in the real world, there is pure state-sponsored New World Order spectacular, to use the government's own term. Buildings turning into powder, jets all off course, 20-plus hijackings, NORAD stand-down, big, spectacular events. Gulf of Tonkins, USS Liberties, 9-11s, OKCs. And then you've got the next type, and that is the provocateur. And there's many different sub-designations of that, and I know most of you know this, but we need to make sure the general public understands this. And that's either where you've got a Mossad, Shin Bet, MI6, MI5, CIA, Defense Intelligence, FBI, going out and funding a known Muslim or other terrorist group leader who then subpays another go-between who goes out and recruits zealots who go out and get a truck bomb. But usually they, for somebody dumb enough to be set up, they can never build their own bomb. They can never get their own detonators. They don't know how. So usually they send in FBI or Shin Bet or Mossad informants who end up commanding them, building all the devices, the weapons, and then even in a lot of cases, deploying the weapon. And again, there's case after case after case, declassified, front page of the paper, Dallas Morning News, Jerusalem Post, ABC Nightly News. I mean, it's all out there. I've listed all the cases. Just 3 weeks ago, headline Jerusalem Post, Shin Bet behind hijacking terror, setting up the Idi Amin hijacking with Amin, totally staged to demonize the Palestinians so there wouldn't be a peace accord. Declassified. We already knew that and already told you, but now it's declassified in public. I mean, as if people didn't know that. Idi Amin, of course, it's part of the history books, but even if you go watch the movie The Last King of Scotland, which is very historical, excellent film, very disturbing, don't take your children to it, about Idi Amin in Uganda, the general, the accordion-playing general, and that Scottish doctor who you know wrote a book about it. You know, in the film, it shows Mossad running things, but oh, he has a fight with them at the end, and then hates them. Mossad helped put Idi Amin in power, and when he was called on to do a duty, you better believe Idi Amin did it. Now we already knew that, but now it's declassified, and people go, "Well, wait a minute, Benjamin Netanyahu's brother died in the raid." Yori Netanyahu. That's right. They didn't tell the Israeli commandos going in it was staged either. That's what government does. They didn't tell the firefighters and cops they sent into the World Trade Centers either. This isn't a game, folks. I'm putting my life on the line. Come on the air and put this together. None of us are safe with these people running things. There have been like five other examples of admitted state-sponsored terror in the last month since that came out on the Idi Amin deal. We just mention them here now. I mean, it just we just move on. There's so much evidence. So, you got purely state-sponsored spectaculars. Then you've got the provocateur options where they cook the bomb, train the drivers, run the whole op. Or you've got terror that was never really meant to happen, kind of like, I guess you could call it stillbirth terror. Where they go out and find street kids, literally they profile them off their welfare checks, who are mildly retarded, and the government brings in an informants and agents and rents a warehouse or a house and tells them, hey, free food, free pizza, free money, free marijuana, just you get another 20 grand when you go videotape the FBI building in Miami, and they go videotape it, and they announce army of Al-Qaeda set to destroy America, and remember it was on the news, we were facing total destruction, an army assault, systematic and deadly. And it turns out they're ages 14 to 18, every one of them on city welfare, registered retarded. Black street kids. By the way, part of a Christian Rastafarian group. Black street kids, the ultimate army, set to destroy. I mean, remember? They were an army to wage jihad. They wore uniforms. They were incredible. It turns out they were literally children with an FBI agent leading them. You get more money when you take this video camera. Let me show you how to use it. And you go videotape this building. You understand? Or it's Muslim kids up in Toronto shooting their mouths off at the local bars when they're listening to their hip-hop music. and the informant gets them to shoot their mouth off about, yeah, we ought to kill some people. Yeah, we ought to. And then, boom, they deliver the fertilizer. You go into jail for the rest of your lives. So you've got the just totally staged stuff where it's never meant to really be an event. And there's several different types of other provocative actions. You've got global corporations that go out and stage events, and then they just bust patsies that had nothing to do with it, who they literally hire to, you know, do office paperwork around the office, and they plant stuff on them. And Operation Northwoods describes how to frame patsies. We have U.S. government documents and manuals on how to frame patsies. It's all very detailed. There's a lot of other subsections to it. We have many case examples of each variety. And then you've got real terrorism, which is just asymmetrical warfare, desperation resistance. And then there's two different types of that. Generally, these people are, you know, don't have the skills or the focus to do it. They're not cold-blooded. They're very emotional, so they make a lot of mistakes. And generally, the intelligence agencies are fully aware of what they're doing and open all the doors, grease the skids, hold back local police to let it go forward. And hundreds of these have been stopped in the U.S. and overseas in the last 15 years because of security. Hundreds. And it's a woman going on a bus stabbing people. It's somebody detonating a bomb that's usually crude and might kill them or injure somebody. Most of the stuff you see in Israel is just stuff blown all over the street, and it's some high-powered C4 attack. Is not a real suicide bombing. That's come out in Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, and other major publications. You know, Israel, quote, created hundreds of fake al-Qaeda commandos and had them carrying out attacks. Why would they want to do that? Well, number one, it's admitted to all the neocons listening. So, see, number one, it's admitted. AP, UPI, Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, many other publications. So it's not up to us to say why they did it. Well, we know why. Why did Hitler firebomb his own Reichstag? It's called control. It's called fear. It's called legitimizing. All over the country, people are sick of cops in black uniforms shoving us around, bossing us around, yelling at us, checkpoints everywhere. The government's approval rating, Cheney's, has now dropped to 9% in Gallup, plunged from 12 2 weeks ago. This is now a complete free fall. No one has ever had a 12%. Now it's at 9%. Bush dropped from 30 to 26 and now is 24 points. They are in free fall, mega plunge. Congress dropped from a 14% to an 11. They are in free fall, absolute, complete mayday plunge right now. Thank God. The paradigm is shattering. The people are waking up and boom, the terrorists are going to get us. But then I'm confused. Because this is so shoddy, so ridiculous, so pathetic that, frankly, my gut, all of my past studying tells me this is real terror in England. It is the rare example, kind of like there are hundreds of different species of sparrow, and then most of them are very common, but there's a few sparrows. I'm not claiming to be an ornithologist, but I do like to read about birds in my off time when I have time. And there's a few types of sparrows right here in Central Texas that are very, very rare. And then this is kind of like that. Oh, it's screaming. Oh, everyone stop. Don't breathe. It may fly away. Look, it's a real one. My goodness. But then it's the perfect timing of Gordon Brown coming in. It's the perfect timing of him saying we need all these new anti-terror laws, totally abolishing any freedoms the British had left on paper. They still have those freedoms. They're free men and women. And their great history of liberty there, which is now being erased with the Magna Carta. And so, right on time, Brown calls for this. It happens. It's perfect timing with everything that's happening. When I say it's real, I am 95% sure that you're going to see, it's going to come out that doors were opened, that they knew about these guys. And by the way, I said that last night. It's actually out in the news today, buried in the news articles. It admits, okay, they were watching them. They knew about them. There have been warnings. Remember the government-specific threats? Oh, on clubs and airports. Remember? See, so this is basically open the door. You're probably going to find there's a Wahhabist who's known MI6 above them. But these guys are real. I mean, they really think they're fighting a crimson jihad. Good job, idiots. Now you've empowered the New World Order. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, getting back into the situation that we are facing right now, just out of the blue, magically, right when the approval ratings are plunging, Tony Blair had to step down with cash for honors, bribes documented. He's talking about restricting free speech. He signs England on to Europe. He tried for 7 of the 10 years he was in, from 1997. She started trying in 2000, right through 2007. In office 2007. Let me just make all that clear. getting all these dates. I'm scrambling those. Tony Blair got into office in 1997 to 2007, and he started pushing from 2000, when Europe was officially formed with the EU, right through 2007 last week when he left office. And Gordon Brown came into office unelected, parliamentarily appointed. And this is the guy who openly calls for world government, new world order. He wants Britons to be allowed to be secretly arrested and secretly held. I mean, you talk about Nazi Germany, you talk about Russia. These are the things we're talking about. Meanwhile, it came out that Tony Blair made secret deals to bring in unlimited levels of immigrants from the Middle East. He would always give speech about getting tough, but then it was shown that he made a deal with France to allow them to board the trains and come in unmolested and bypass customs entirely. Now, I'd caught that on video long before it was admitted. I'll never forget, in about 2000, I was watching ITN. For some reason, ITN TV at that time was on PBS2 here in Austin. It's not on anymore. And it said, locals are complaining as the Channel train exits. Every night, thousands of illegal immigrants pour in, and the police are ordered to stand down so that there's not an issue or that there's no crises caused. Some bumbling, you know, comment about, so there's not any type of fracas, something like that. And it just showed thousands of people rushing, cheering. They jump off the trains and go, ah! And I'll never forget watching them charge, screaming, and I was like, what on earth is that? So let's be clear. They build the channel, and then the entire population of the Middle East that's moved into France starts just pouring through. I mean that figuratively, just, you know, huge hordes, just pouring through and battle roaring as they scream running. Meanwhile, you're on the streets of England, folks, and you're just walking around talking to people, videotaping. Cops run up, real snivelly, get right in your face. Let me see your name. Let me see your ID. Don't you aim that camera at me. You're being put in a terrorist database. It's a terrorist database. But meanwhile, they see somebody with a burqa covering the whole body. They literally, hello, ma'am, good to see you. Oh, thank you. Oh, please. Oh. Literally. Again, that's political correctness. It's like the illegal aliens running around here waving their foreign flags, screaming La Reconquista. The police have been ordered. Don't arrest them. Stand down. Let them drunk drive. Let them do whatever they want. It's in the news. But citizens just like, get over there, boy. We run things around here. I mean, it's just total domination, training us to be slaves. And again, I'm not here attacking Muslims, okay, but there's propaganda on both sides. The claim that Muslims don't want to take over and don't want to make everybody convert to Islam and want to kiss us and love on us and are little sweet, angelic, peace-driven creatures is a lie. There's about 10% of the Muslim population that's extremely radical. I'd say another 20% that are somewhat radical. The majority of Muslims are very reasonable people who, frankly, don't like the extremists in their own ranks. This is the same thing. Most Christians aren't these fake televangelist, weird mutation of Southern Baptists that literally, I've seen Hagee say, Israel's better than America, Jews are better than everyone, we must worship them. I mean, that guy's a cult leader. He's completely, it's embarrassing to watch him. I have seen him. And I don't even, last year I was at a beach house, I told the story, and I was watching Hagee and my mouth was hanging open. Then I heard him on WOAI one night, driving around, they play him there on the weekends, and I was saying worse stuff. I mean, it was literally fruitcake land. It was completely insane. Do not say that's what the majority or even a minority of Christians think like. I mean, it is cocoa for cuckoo puffs. Cocoa for cuckoo puffs. I'm now gone completely over the edge, ladies and gentlemen. But let me get really serious here. When we get back, I'm going to try to just state it as clearly as I can. This could be the trial balloon. This could be the opening salvo in the next big wave of terror attacks. That's what the government's saying. And we'll break down where we're going, what we face as a society. We'll tell you what Lieberman wants and a lot more. And we'll also take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
928-8822. Fed gear up for summer of all-out fear-mongering. Spectacular is the word they used. Summer attacks expected as emergency alert drills invade TV and radio. We're going to be playing that later, the fake emergency alert terror attack drill. All of this on the heels of martial law funded. They've never done that before. It's fully funded for 2007 and on into 2008. They're openly saying that the president is above all laws. The vice president is above the executive branch. He has autonomy from all. He is literally viceroy governor of the New World Order. And we are entering the Twilight Zone. So I'm going to break all that down coming up here in just a few minutes and how it dovetails. Please call everyone you know, because the information I'm going to be covering in about 5 minutes is of the utmost importance. Now I'd like to go to Luke Radowski, speaking of attacks on freedom. New York cops already come up to you and say you're not allowed to videotape and there has to be some imaginary permit. There is no law, there is no regulation, they just make it up. And the New York Times says that they've been arresting people. I mean, AP reporters, American Spectator reporters, UPI reporters. I've seen them arrest other reporters. I mean, a reporter can be in a suit, mainstream, and they just run up like goons, like literal pit bulls. And just say, all right, what are you doing here? And I mean, you can be in Central Park. And I'm a reporter. hey, handcuffs, get them. I mean, it's just like, it's letting us know. They've been told to act like this, folks. And it's letting us know who the boss is. And all over the country, they're giving people felony arrests for videotaping the cops. 9 times out of 10, it gets thrown out of court. Hundreds of court cases saying it's illegal. It's a false arrest, official oppression, that it's First Amendment. They don't care. They've got our tax money to pay the suits off. They just go, hey, Mac, we don't care. Because they want to set the precedent. And Bloomberg, who owns his own media empire, one of the biggest in the world, now wants to ban basically all photography. And I've actually got the city rules that they are now claiming they're going to try to put into effect. They had a secret comment period. No one was told. They had a meeting, quote, for public comment and said no one showed up because they never publicized it. And so Luke Radowski and WeAreChange.org and reporters for Infowars.com are going to be going down to Bloomberg's media offices for the city in the sprawling bureaucracy of parasites that literally feed on the people of New York like they're cattle in some Warsaw Nazi ghetto. And they're going to go down there and stand up against them today. And, of course, this new regulation that they pull out of the air, they will be facing the goon police squads. So be there with them, folks. Be there today. Joining us is Luke Radowski. Luke, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. And, again, that's today, 4 p.m., in front of the mayor's Office of Film, Theater, and Broadcasting at 1697 Broadway at the entrance of 53rd Street. And I hope everybody comes out. This is unpermitted because we don't need permits. We don't need permission to assemble in the streets. We have freedoms, and we're going to express these freedoms today as Mayor Bloomberg attacks the First Amendment and freedom of the press. And you guys saw before how we were blatantly attacked for filming on New York streets. If this law passes, it will make filming illegal. What we do, our YouTube video is not possible, and that's why we have to fight this, because this is a blatant attack on the First Amendment, blatant attack on freedom of the press.
And with this tyranny, they always put it into some procedure. Well, if you can jump through 20 flaming hoops and pay a $1 million insurance fee, then you can have a camera. And it says people, even with cameras in the satchels, tourists, are not allowed for more than 10 minutes to even be in line or at the Empire State's building with cameras. It will all be selectively enforced. And they admitted that when they've been arresting reporters and others, that they then tell them, well, you got to have a permit. And then major news agencies go to get a permit from New York, and they say, we don't offer permits. So it's kind of like what they did with the guns 30 years ago. They said, well, you got to have a permit, and then they just don't offer them. When you go, they say there's no such permit. And literally, the only permits in New York City for handguns are for people who give more than $30,000 to different campaigns of city council members. I mean, only mob bosses and rich people, and it's been in the news, are allowed to have guns. It's the same thing. And understand, folks, in America, they put cameras on us. They track us. The cops are out sneering, videotaping, and laughing. They have U.S. Army on the streets of New York that have videotaped us. I mean, regular Army laughing at us and cussing at us on tape. I have military. It's in the new film. Screaming and cussing at us. Just running up from 20 feet away, cussing and saying, you're not allowed to videotape me. I mean, as if they're gods. This is so they can have their way with the public in New York. Okay, we've already had New York police try to call YouTube and others and tell them to take videos down, okay? They are afraid of us in America. They're saying you can't videotape them. And they want to do their crimes in the dark. Luke?
Yeah, the New York City Police Department puts up cameras every day on New York City corners, on New York City streets. The New York City Police Department has a camera in each police car. The New York City Police Department, whenever there's a protest or demonstration, has videographers video recording the protesters, video recording anybody that's out there, anybody that's a leader. And we can't record them back now with Mayor Bloomberg's law. This is criminal. I mean, I can't understand how blatant these people could get. They could record us, and we can't record them. I mean, and they still tell us. I mean, even right now, without this law, they tell us we can't record them. I mean, if you look at that one video when we had that police officer call us terrorists while we're recording them. I mean, think what would happen if we had that law. We would have been thrown in jail for just recording this conversation. We probably would have been set up by the Silverstein's goons. We probably would have been sent to jail if it wasn't for me keeping the camera on these guys. The camera keeps us safe. People don't understand that. The camera is the new weapon of the revolution.
Let me explain how they're doing under jurisdiction. This isn't even a law. This is a policy of the New York Film and Media Department claiming you're under entertainment licenses. So again, you are news gathering, First Amendment, what's the term they use? The leftists always do it, and it's very effective, where they have a monitor there with a video camera wearing maybe an orange jacket that says, free speech monitor or police monitor. And then that's what you put them in an orange, highway reflector outfit, very clean sign, needs to be professional looking, that says police monitor. Or free speech monitor, and then you let them arrest whoever that is. Do not resist. Go like a jellyfish, and then because they'll try to give you an assault charge on them. I mean, they'll literally punch you in the face with pleasure, knock your teeth out, and then charge you because they bust their fist. And they'll use that video in court. They'll go, look, I assaulted him and it hurt my fist when I punched the slave. I mean, the scum citizen. And, Luke, tell folks again how they come out there today, how they stand up for America that our founding fathers literally fought and died for. They are attacking the heart of the country head on. I had Austin Goons try to tell me I couldn't protest, I couldn't videotape just a few weeks ago. I told them, go ahead and arrest me, scum. And I called them degenerate scum. I was very nice till they started doing that, and I said, you will not kill America, scum. You are degenerate scum.
Yeah, man, we have to stand up, and if we don't protest out there, and we don't let them see how many people are opposed against us, why even resist it? We have to resist it by going out there in the streets and showing Mayor Bloomberg that we're not going to stand for this. And even if this law passes, I'll be the first one to break it in New York City.
Well, it isn't a law, Luke. You need to make clear on record. It's not even a law. It's just these bureaucracies, just like the Declaration of Independence said, that the king would just create all these new agents to go out and eat out our substance, and then they would make rules as they went along. It's like Dick Cheney saying, I am above the law. I have executive privilege, but when I choose, I am outside the executive. Folks, we are on the precipice. This is not a drill. This is not a game. They're doing it everywhere. The country is in critical. It's redlining right now. If we have the EKG on the country right now, you would literally have a flat line. We need to get paddles on the country's chest right now and defibrillate the heart now, folks. And again, this isn't natural death and natural heart disease of the country. This is like the country was electrocuted and it turned our heart off. We need to use that electricity to re-energize it with a bolt of lightning right to the heart. Luke, again, that's coming up in 3 hours and 15 minutes or so. People, be there right at the start. This isn't like a party where you're fashionably late. You need to get out there now. Tell folks where it is, Luke.
It's on 1697 Broadway at the entrance of 53rd Street. But we can't let these criminals get away with it. The protest information and the address is located on We Are Change again, 4 o'clock at 1697 Broadway at the entrance of 53rd Street. They're here in New York City.
Now, Luke, I know you like to edit nice little pieces and put music on it and stuff. Can't you just tonight run in there with the raw footage, take 20 minutes, throw it on Google? I mean, because we need to get this out as soon as possible. Because
we'll
this is going to draw major attention. You watch. You're going to have a nice run-in with the goons, as usual, and we need to show people, there you are demonstrating for the freedom of the press and free speech and showing the goons. We'll get an article out on it by tomorrow. It'll be huge news, and that may be able then to get enough attention in mainstream media to shame the scumbag criminal mayor into backing off.
I hope he does back off, and I hope a lot of people do show up today and send them a message that these criminals, they're not Americans. They're not patriots. These criminals, scum, will not get away with destroying our freedoms.
They are scum. Again, we're Americans, okay? They're coming directly for our basic freedoms now. If you think the Second Amendment, if you think the Tenth Amendment, if you think any of this is going to stand, when they're doing things like this, you got another thing coming. Folks, they are attacking the Bill of Rights, systematically driving into the ground. They passed massive gun control 3 weeks ago, the biggest since the 68 Gun Control Act. The average person doesn't even know. We, by the narrowest of margins, defeated amnesty for now. which is a holding action. They swear they're coming back in the next few months. We are in tooth and nail, front line, last ditch, fixed bayonets, trench warfare, folks. We have been overrun. We are fighting to the death here, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, we're fighting 100-1 because so many of you won't get involved in the fight. You know what's going on, but you've decided to sit there and be a spectator. You cannot be a spectator. There are no bleachers. You were all in the road on the field with us. Whether you like it or not, you're going to be run over by this system or you're going to stand up against it. And I know if somebody's going to come against me, I'm going to at least go head up against them. Luke, bottom line, people need to be there today.
You need to be there, you need to stand up, and you need to dissent. If you don't consent, dissent. Don't consent with the system. Don't allow Bloomberg to do this. Be there. Show him you mean business. Show him you're there and you're willing to stand up for America. You're willing to stand up for the First Amendment, for the Second Amendment, and for all the amendments. And tell him that you're American and he's scum and we have to be out there. And I hope to see everybody out there at 4 o'clock today.
Absolutely. And I keep telling my web guys to put a link all weekend up to the site. You've got it all there at wearechange.org. Right now, I'll get Aaron to also grab it and post it on jonesreport.com. Keep talking, Luke. I'm going to find the quote here by Patrick Henry. I want to read that, but keep talking while I find it on Google.
I'm telling people this is the time to act. If you don't act now, you know, there's nothing to save. I mean, we have to take this country back. There's criminals within our government, there's criminals outside our government trying to destroy everything this country stands for, trying to destroy the Bill of Rights. And unless we stand up, unless we get involved, unless we get active, we are going to take this country back. We have to get involved. We have to get educated first. But when you're educated, when you have that education is pointless unless we use it. So let's start using it. I've been doing this for about 3.5 to 4 years, and I'm telling you, I feel so good, so gratified doing this. It feels so good just reaching out to somebody. It's simple. It's not even that hard. Just reach out to somebody. Give them a DVD. Talk to them about 9/11 truth. Talk to them about some of the evidence. Talk to them about Building 7.
Absolutely. We got to get aggressive. Listen to this Patrick Henry quote. Are we at last brought to such humiliating and debasing degradation that we cannot be trusted with arms for our defense? That's when they were confiscating the guns in 1775 before the thumping started of the British. And it continues. Here's another one. I know not what course. I think these are all broken down into shorter ones. Yeah. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. These are all the little short broken up quotes. I'm going to try to find the big quote here. Keep going.
Yeah, another thing I wanted to say is I hope to see everybody in New York City this anniversary of 9/11/07. This weekend, we're going to be doing a weekend, a five-day event here in New York City full of street actions everywhere. And we're going to do the same thing we did last year, and that's take over Ground Zero, give out hundreds of thousands of DVDs, talk to people, educate people.
That's right. Take this by Bloomberg as a challenge. I want everybody who maybe made 100 copies of Loose Change Second Edition or Terror Storm or whatever a year ago, make another 100 copies. Get aggressive. Put bumper stickers all over your cars. Get aggressive, folks. Don't. They're afraid, and they know that we're coming at them, and they know that their arrogance and their aplomb and their chutzpah and their bravado and their macho baloney isn't working anymore. Luke, God bless you. We'll be praying for you, folks. Join him out there at 4 o'clock, 3 hours from now, there in New York City. Take care, my friend.
Godspeed.
You bet, my friend. It is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. March 23rd, 1775. I'm going to read that again. It is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. They're attacking us. We're under attack. I added that. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? And see, an American today is so spoiled they don't know what chains and slavery are. They knew back then, folks, it's not fun. To be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. I want to find the full quote. Because he talks about we can hear the chains clinking. Where's that full quote? This is driving me completely up the law. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. Oh, sir, we should have fine times indeed if to punish tyrants it were only sufficient to assemble the people.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know of no way of judging the future but by the past. Unbelievable quotes from Patrick Henry. I'm here just reading them. You know what? I meant yesterday to read a bunch of New World Order quotes. I'm going to read those in the third hour today. And I had David Bay and his filmmaker for Riddles and Stone Mr. Pinto coming on, but I'm going to reschedule them because of all this terror news and all the things we're facing, because I do want to take your calls, and we've got loaded lines. So we'll just, if it's all right with him, we'll just reschedule those guys till Friday or Thursday or something. I do want to, in the third hour, I do want to read Founding Father quotes versus quotes by the New World Order. So you can get the idea. I mean, they openly talk about killing you, enslaving you. They talk of you with disdain, how they want to destroy liberty. And, man, they're doing it. And they got all these idiots that work for them who love power. I'm going to start the next hour for about 10 minutes and get into the summer of spectacular terror, the federal fear-mongering. Are they getting ready to move? Is this the kickoff of the war with Iran? This is very serious. Their approval ratings are in free fall. This is a very dangerous time, another crossroads that we're passing right now. We're at a key juncture. And then I'm going to open the phones up. And then in the third hour, I'm going to spend much of that hour with quotes because they need to be heard. They need to be seen. I do want to encourage everyone to realize that in the fight against the New World Order, shows like this need your support. The way you support us is by getting my documentary films or the other books and videos that other great researchers and filmmakers have produced at Infowars.com. Go peruse the video and bookstore on the secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free. They can answer your questions about different titles, different films, different combo packs and specials we have. Some of my films, like American Dictators, as low as $5.95 a piece. America Freedom to Fascism, as low as $9.95. You can get Terror Storm as low as $9.95 when you get them in a combo together. You can get my Police State Trilogy for 45% off, all three films for $34.95. All available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And that's how you fund us here in our operation against the New World Order as well. 888-253-3139. But the real reason is these videos will inform you to a higher level, and you can give them to other people when you're done watching them. Or, do the best thing, make copies of them. You see, that's our main goal here, is getting the word out. We're on a mission. And I'm asking you to make copies of my documentaries of Terror Storm, of Road to Tyranny, of The Order of Death, of the Police State films, and to get them out to people, and to get them out to people right now. I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart to take action, and to take action now in the fight against the globalist. Please. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. You don't have to wait, though, to call and order the DVDs or go on the phone if you wish. If you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, they're in really high quality for download. I mean, it's really crisp. You can burn them to disc or DVD, and they just look almost as good as regular DVD, especially the last 6 months or so. We've really gotten good at, you know, the quality of uploading them. We're going to re-encode some of the older stuff because Prison Planet's now over 3 years old. That's incredible. Man, that's amazing. Is it 2 or 3 years? I think it's three. But side issue, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. It is a armory in the info war, just info weapons on every subject, waiting for you to access the armory and begin the info war in your sector. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.